This program was produced at KUSP Central Coast Public Radio and KUSP.org.
I'm Kirby Scudder with the Santa Cruz Institute of Contemporary Arts, and welcome to Art Studio. Each week here on KUSP, Art Studio looks at the work and lives of artists in Santa Cruz, California. This week in Art Studio, I had the pleasure to speak with Dan Dawson. Dan is a photographer, pilot, and experienced ham radio operator. Dan was a photograph fire since high school, has contributed his photographs of the recent Martin and Summit fires to a month-long exhibit entitled Fire at the Mill Gallery. The exhibit is a photo essay by local photographers of this summer's Santa Cruz fires and is up through the month of August. Because of his ham radio experience, Dan is often at the fires in their earliest stages. While talking with Dan about his work, his radio signaled two more fires just starting in Monterey. This is the first in a two-part conversation with Dan Dawson. Hi, Dan.
Hello. How's it going?
You're in the show called Fire Down at the Mill. I really appreciate you being in that, and along with Steve Laufer, who's from KUSP, he's also down there with some brilliant photographs of the fires. How did you get into this?
Basically, I was back in high school. I took photography classes at Harbor High School, and I was looking for things to take pictures of, and fires get the adrenaline going. They're kind of exciting. So I had a scanner, a little radio scanner, and I could tune into the fire department, hear what they were heading to, and pretty quickly I learned that It was exciting to kind of photograph the action that was going on. Fires were more interesting than medical calls. So I would respond to the fires, structure fires, forest fires, whatever, and just get as close as I could while staying safe, usually staying back behind the fire crews, and just photographing what I could get.
Wow.
And continuing from that, I kind of didn't pursue fires as much for a while. I mostly went into wedding photography and normal types of photography like that. But when I knew of a fire, when I heard it right away, I would head out and photograph it. And then this year is when I kind of picked it back up again, and we had some fires near where I lived and worked, so I grabbed the camera and grabbed the radio and headed right out.
Yeah, and so the radio allows you to know where these things are happening real time, in advance of a lot of people. You go out there, you've got your camera, you're also a pilot, which gives you a whole nother advantage of seeing these fires from above.
For the most part, I don't fly around the fires that are actively burning. They close the airspace immediately around the fire right as soon as they call in any air support. So if I was to fly over it, I'd have to be fairly high to avoid the firefighting aircraft. I never want to interfere with anything they're doing.
Yeah.
So typically, if I'm going to respond, if I have a camera in the car and I'm just feeling like going out to do it, basically I hear the fire call go out and I will try to respond as quickly as I can just to get as close as I can before traffic backs up and the roads are closed and there's problems with that. I usually will respond to fires that are close enough to me where I know I could get there quick enough and that might be of interest.
You know, I mean, two shots come to mind in the 10 or 11 shots that you provided. The two that come to mind are the people shots from the back over at the Martin fire and this huge plume of smoke. And then the ones, the post-fire, to sort of see what the damage was, the aerial shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people shot, we arrived on scene and cars were running all over the place, people pulling off the road, running around, neighbors trying to get stuff packed up and moved out. We pulled up pretty quickly after the fire began, because I heard the fire calls go out. I heard people coming into my office. They know I'm interested in this, so they let me know right away. So we arrived on scene, and I tried to find the highest location I could get to where just to get a view of what was going on. And all the local residents knew that mountaintop, too. So there was a crowd of people up there, and cool. I photographed the smoke and the planes going around. But then it was the people was the story I kind of wanted to share there. So I backed up and just photographed the people watching the flames and the smoke approaching. I mean, we didn't know which direction it was going.
Right.
Most of those people had homes right there. They didn't know what was going to happen either.
Amazing shot. And then explain the aerial shots that you took after the fires. You took some of the Summit fire afterwards and also the Martin fire afterwards. Really interesting to see it from the vantage point from above. It's interesting to see it from above because then you see a very different story in terms of the sheer power of how fires move. Explain some of what you've witnessed.
What I did is I headed out, just I wanted to see all of the local fire scenes from the air. And so I headed down towards Summit, and that was an amazingly large fire. And to see it from above was amazing because fire, as it always wants to travel uphill, sometimes it'll leave things in the valleys untouched. And so some of the views I was able to get showed entire sections of green trees completely untouched. And I don't know if fire crews worked to save any of those, but I don't think so. I think that was just natural movement of the fire and the winds that day. And then just some of the other fires, I was just amazed to see how the firefighters were able to save certain structures and others maybe just couldn't be saved. And it was kind of here and there, you didn't know which one, but every once in a while there'd be a house that was completely untouched.
To learn more about the work of Dan Dawson, you can go to his website at www.ddphoto.cc.